And finally, another in our occasional series, My Music. The group Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats has been hitting its stride with soulful rhythm of blues and frontman Rateliff's lyrics. Before a recent show at the Anthem in Washington, D.C., Rateliff talked about his decade-long struggle before finding inspiration for the band's sound.
My name is Nathaniel Rateliff. I play in a band called The Night Sweats. What is a night sweat? Now, I guess you could, it's a menopausal symptom. It's also a symptom of alcohol withdrawals. It's a good sign of heart disease. And then it's eight or seven other dudes that I travel around the country in the world with. Over the years, I've done a lot of different things. I painted houses for a while. I was a gardener. Worked at trucking companies for about 10 years. And after years of being a singer-songwriter, I really was just kind of discouraged and felt like I've been treading water for a long time, and was either be a gardener or find something that wasn't so, that felt less discouraging. I didn't really know what else to do, and I just had a friend who was like, "Well, why don't you come over and record a couple songs?" I was like, "I don't want to do anything with an acoustic guitar." He's like, "Well, do something else." I was like, "I always wanted to play like soul and R&B." He's like, "Well, do that." I was like, "Well, I don't know how to write any of that." Are you seem tired today? And when my dad passed away, he left his record collection. And kind of digging through those records, it was sort of like a piece of him that he left for me. All sorts of different genres of music, that kind of the start of rock and roll and blues and soul and R&B. And I was just curious about it and just kept wanting to know more about it. So all of it was there. I went home that day, and I kind of had this idea of like trying to write a song that sounded like the band and Sam and Dave. And then from there, it just kind of like, it just kind of made sense to me. I was really excited, it was new, and after, you know, probably 10 or more years of doing the other stuff, it just felt refreshing. Are you worried? Are you worried?